This is GQDN for June the 10th. Happy Friday, everybody. You know, I took yesterday off just to watch all of the announcements, so we're going to do all of that here, including some Final Fantasy VII Part 2 news. But we start today with something that Activision Blizzard has just done, and they have officially announced that they are respecting and recognizing the new union from Raven's QA department. This is a post from Bobby Kotick. Quote, "I wanted to share the news that we will begin negotiations with the Communications Workers of America related to 27 quality assurance employees at Raven Software, the majority of whom have chosen to be represented by this union. With the election having concluded, we will engage in good faith negotiations to enter into a collective bargaining agreement. While the first labor contracts can take some time to complete, we will meet CWA leaders at the bargaining table and work toward an agreement that supports the success of all our employees, that further strengthens our commitment to create the industry's best, most welcoming, and inclusive workplace, and enhances our ability to deliver world-class games for our players. We begin this process after major investments in our QA team members over the past couple of years, including significantly increasing starting pay for QA specialists and converting over 1,100 US-based temporary and contingent QA workers to full-time positions. This conversation is providing access to comprehensive company benefits for QA employees and their eligible dependents. In addition, we have expanded access to performance bonuses for QA employees and learning and development opportunities. We have integrated QA more seamlessly into the game development process, increasing collaboration that results in better products for our players and more opportunities for our teams. This is a time of great opportunity for our company. I want to thank you for the passion, skill, and commitment you bring each day to create great games, to embrace opportunities to make this industry very best place to work and connect and engage our players around the world." That's up on bluenews.com. And all the links can be found in our Discord if you are a Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. Now, that statement's out of the way, which means now we go to destructoid.com. And I'm taking a deep breath because we go through, in a not chronological order, all the games that were announced over the past day. Yesterday. I'm not going through Netflix today. Okay, we might do that tomorrow on the live show, on the weekly recording. But right now, both these articles are up on Destructoid. They're probably on most of your favorite gaming websites. And we start with the Day of Devs. Okay, so here we go with Time Flies, which is an open world adventure. Okay. And it's coming to PlayStation, Switch, and PC sometime next year, which you can wish list on Steam. Planet of Lana, which is a side-scrolling adventure, still looks pretty good. It'll be on PC and Xbox. Choo Choo Charles. Well, here's our first look at a horror-type game. In this game, you have to build a train to kill the demon train. Okay, so to do that, you have to go around all the different maps and whatever and collect all this and that things and build up your train and to eventually meet up to face Choo Choo Charles. Okay, that's the demon train. So, should be alright. It will be on PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, and you can find it on Steam. So, if you like it, enjoy it. And also Escape Academy. Now this is more of a puzzle game where you have to get out of the room. So Escape Academy will be on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC on July 14th. And it's day one for Game Pass launch. Okay. A Little to the Left. This is another puzzle game. So if you like solving puzzles, this might be the game for you. There's a demo on Steam right now, so you can get it on Steam. And it'll be on PC and Switch. So there you go. And another thing that's going for Switch and PC is called Bear and Breakfast. So Bear and Breakfast is just a bear collecting different things and serving people and animals and such. So be on PC and Twitch. I'm sorry, PC and Switch. Basically Twitch and Switch. Da, da, da. Animal Well. So this is going to be pixel art and an exploration game with what's more puzzles. So you can find this on PS5 and Steam, which is, the game is in development right now. So we'll see what happens there. Naiad. So you get to play in a river with some aquatic friends and do some stuff there. You can find that game on Steam by the end of the year, and it should be on the consoles there as well. So Nintendo, Xbox, PlayStation, blah, blah, blah. Roots of Pacha. Now, this is a village builder. So you're going to make some buildings. You're going to do some this and that, raise some crops, and, you know, do some other stuff, life things. The demo is live, and that's on Steam. Okay. And there's Desta, the Memories Between. So this is a turn-based strategy game, and that will explore the past relationships from folks behind Monument Valley and Alba, the Wildlife Adventure. So you can find that game on Steam. Okay, now this one I'm going to have a very difficult time to pronounce here, because it's S-C-H-I-M. You can help me out with that. Okay. So this is another adventure action type game. You find it on Steam. Fox and Frog Travelers, The Demon of Shadow Island. Once again, this is a Japanese game, adventure type, but you got no time. Goodbye World, story-based game, done in pixel art, looking pretty good. Will be on Steam later this year. Birth is another adventure game, and you're basically moving to a new town, trying to make new friends, and you can find it in August on Steam. How to Say Goodbye. So now you have to get through the afterlife in this game, and to do that, well, you have to play it, because it'll be on PC sometime this year. Little Nemo and the Guardians of Slumberland. So now you're a toy, a stuffed animal to fend off bad guys. Little Nemo is hitting a Kickstarter, so we'll see if this one gets launched or not, but it's in the showcase. And Destructoid has all of the games that was announced. Some were not a surprise, because we knew that some things were already coming, like Street Fighter 6. They confirmed that Ghoulie, Aliens, Dark Descent, coming this year. We already knew Callisto Protocol, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, 30 Years Later Flashback, Summer Game, Witchfire, which is exclusive to the Epic Game Store, another sci-fi thriller, Fort Solace, and a bunch of other stuff. Casey Jones joining up with TMNT, Nightwing. They took a deep dive into Nightwing and Gotham Knights. So there was a lot of interesting stuff. Different gameplays, different things. So what Eurogamer asked, was it any good? Eurogamer.net debated it. To them, I'm just going to give it really short. Say they kind of thought that it was like in the middle. Like a 5 out of 10 or a 6 out of 10. Like an average. Some good points, some low points. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And we end today with a bit of news that will drop next week. Final Fantasy VII Remake coming to us from DualShockers.com. Part 2 confirmed next week. Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 news next week. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Anyway, tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. We'll be there. We will be there. And so will you, because this is a Dawn Forge production. Well, I should say brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/groupquest and all of our friends at stackup.org. See you tomorrow live. Go play some games, everybody. Yeah, I know I screwed up the ending, so be it.